Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It is time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at this time on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, the Social Security Administration has announced its 2026 Cost of Living Adjustment, or COLA, which aims to help the program's 75 million beneficiaries keep up with inflation. The COLA percentage is increasing to 2.8% next year. It marks the first increase in 4 years. To tell us what that means, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Larry Kotlikoff, professor of economics at Boston University, president of Economic Security Planning, and a New York Times best-selling author. If you have a question about Social Security that you would like answered, please email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. askus@kcbsradio.com. Professor Kotlikoff, it is good to talk with you today. We appreciate you joining us. Seniors are growing worried about inflation when it comes to health care, food, and housing. What do people need to know about this COLA increase?
Well, first of all, great to be with you. Second, I just want to correct one thing. There have been increases in prior years. This is not the first in 4 years, but so there have been COLAs, and we've had a lot of inflation in the past 6 years. You know, cumulatively, it's been about 25% if you go back to about 2021 or so. So prices are about a quarter higher. Now, the thing about the COLA is it's really adjusting for price increases over the 12 months between this October and last October. So, but people aren't going to receive it until January. So they're receiving the adjustment with a lag. So imagine that starting January 1st, just take this hypothetical, prices started increasing every month by 50%. Okay. So it would take until next October for people to get some of those increases. It would take a year for them to get those increases reflected in part, not in full, but in part in the next COLA. So Social Security is making these adjustments with a lag. So you could have your Social Security benefit wiped out in real terms for that year because prices are going up so crazy and you've had this 2.8% increase, but it's nothing because that's it for a year. You have to wait for another year. So that's one of the things we have to bear in mind, that because of the lag nature of this adjustment, people are always behind the eight ball when inflation is going up, and it could start to go up more rapidly than it has in the last year. But the other thing is, it's just keeping people's real, you know, even ignoring that point, even if we were like going to always have 2.8% inflation going forward and people basically were being kept even, it's just maintaining your real benefit, your purchasing power. And of course, for certain people, like the elderly, medical costs are rising more rapidly, not every year, but in certain years, and I think now it's part of that, one of those years, more rapidly than general prices. So you're getting a 2.8% increase that's reflecting a general inflation, but not the inflation that the elderly are experiencing.
How is COLA calculated each year? And is this 2.8% increase, as you watch this situation, about what you expected?
Yeah, it's calculated by looking at increases in prices between October 2024 and basically end of September 2024 and end of September 2025. So it's inflation over the last year, since we're still kind of in October. So and it's just looking at all the different prices. It's a very extensive process. They have about 2,000 employees at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they have their methods of trying to calculate looking at products and seeing how they change. But of course, the quality of products changes, and there's new products, and then there's old products that disappear. So it's not a straightforward business, and there's been lots of economists spending their entire careers working on these price indices to try and make them as good as possible. And we don't want to politicize that situation by putting in somebody in charge of the BLS who's going to fiddle around with that. I felt that firing the head of the BLS because they came out with a labor growth report that wasn't to the president's liking was inappropriate. No other economist thinks it's appropriate either. We have to have truth everywhere, and we have to have truth in our statistics, because if we don't, everybody will treat us like they do China, which is they don't believe the numbers coming out of the Chinese government.
So this increase of 2.8% should add, about $56 to the average beneficiary's monthly check? Doesn't sound like a whole lot, but if you are on a fixed income, this, might fill the gap for folks that literally have to decide, do I buy food or pay the light bill?
It will help. It's not going to increase anybody's, Even if inflation, stays steady at 2.8% and we don't have this lag issue that I was talking about, it's not going to increase anybody's diet, because their ability to purchase food, for example, and other goods and services in real terms won't go up. It'll just be maintained. So it's nothing to write home about. It's not like a bonus. It's just keeping even with inflation. The big problem with Social Security is not this indexation. That's a good thing. The lag part of it is a bad thing, but that could be corrected. But the major problem with it is that the system is insolvent. We're looking at, from the trustees report, if you look at Roman 6F1, that table in the last year's trustees report came out last April. You can Google it, ssa.gov, so trustees report. You'll find it. And it's that table is hidden way at the back. It shows that the red ink of Social Security, if you look at all the projected outlays minus all the projected receipts and you value them in the present, so you discount, you make less of dollars that are coming in the future so that you put them into kind of current dollar terms. I'm not talking about inflation so much as just appreciating that to get a dollar in the future, you could put less than a dollar today in the bank and let it grow with interest. Anyway, it's over $70,000, $70 trillion, $70 trillion of red ink. That's more than twice the official government debt and more than twice U.S. GDP. So the system is insolvent. The entire nation is insolvent. In other words, the rest, in terms of its fiscal policy, federal level fiscal policy, we're bankrupt. I don't say that lightly. If you look at a study I just did with the Bank of Italy, comparing the U.S. fiscal insolvency with or fiscal condition with that of Italy. It's at Kotlikoff.net. If you click on articles, you'll see it just came out, that study. And it shows that Italy, we're in about twice as bad a shape as Italy if you scale the problem by the size of the economy. So we need to have about 7.6% more in either revenue or of GDP in additional revenue or lower spending. So we're talking about like a 25% across the board tax hike or spending cut, that kind of magnitude, starting immediately and continuing forever to get our government's long-term budget in balance, what we call the intertemporal budget of the government, to balance so that if we raise taxes, then we can afford the spending. If we lower the spending, then we can afford the taxes.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey Professor, you know, so many people are worried about Social Security running out of money in their lifetime. Is Social Security running out of money?
The whole system is running. The whole country's broke. The whole country's running out of money. And the cash flow for problem with Social Security, you know, when you're a business and you're running out of money, you don't run out of money the next day. At some point, you run into a situation where you can't pay a bill or a lot of bills. And that's, for Social Security, that's scheduled to happen in 2033. The system is going to be roughly 23% short in terms of revenue to cover benefits. So we'd have to have a 23% benefit cut starting that day, you know, that month when the trust fund goes to zero, when the checking account of the system dries up. So how can we fix this? How can we fix the entire fiscal insolvency? Well, we have to make some radical reforms. And just on Social Security, what I would do is I would pay off the liability. I pay off what's owed under the old system. I would fill zeros in people's earnings records going forward. I'd shut down Social Security at the margin, pay off everything we owe to existing retirees and future retirees as they retire. And then I would set up a Singapore-type personalized account system that's not run by Wall Street, that's invested in the global market with a guaranteed zero real return. There's a proposal in a book at Kotlikoff.net called, it's a free book, called You're Hired, not You're Fired, but You're Hired. There is a way to fix these systems. There's a way to fix Medicare, Medicaid, whole healthcare system. There's a way to fix the banking system. There's a way to fix the tax system. There's a way to fix the Social Security system. We need to have a few economists running the damn country, because right now we've got 535 members of Congress. Not a single one has a degree, an advanced degree in economics.
This is Ask an Expert on KCBS. I'm Steve Scott. We are talking about Social Security. with Larry Kotlikoff, professor of economics at Boston University, and we do welcome your questions. You can email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. Professor, we got a question from KCBS listener Mark. Mark asks, if the system fails as projected in 2033, will those who are already receiving payments by that time stop getting checks? And for those who would have but haven't started yet, do they simply not get anything?
No, I think, in that extreme scenario, which I don't think is going to happen because it would be political death for the politicians that let that happen. But in that extreme scenario, everybody's check would probably be reduced 23%. So existing beneficiaries, new people coming along, they'd be cut. And the cut would have to be bigger through time because 23% is not the end of the problem. It's a bigger problem through time. So we need to really fix this thing fundamentally, and we have to do it today because the longer we wait, the bigger the problem. It's like a cancer. And our system, our politicians think that when you operate on a cancer, what you should do is operate on half of it, have the patient come back in 5 years, the cancer is three times as big, then you operate on another half, patient comes back another 5 years, it's 10 times as big, operate on a half, patient doesn't come back next time, he's dead. That's too little too late. That's what we've been doing. That's the way we've been running our fiscal system. And we're running ourselves right into Argentina, right downhill. Argentina had 85% of our living standard back in 100 years ago. Today they have 14%. That's terrible fiscal policy for a century. That's what we're talking about here. So we have to. And now you might ask, some of your listeners might ask, well, if I'm thinking about taking Social Security, should I take it early? Because I know that if I wait between 62 and 70, my real benefit adjusted for inflation will start 76% higher. And it'll be that way right up through 100 if I live that long. Every month I'll be getting 76% more. Should I wait if they're going to cut the benefit? Well, it turns out I have a software company. One can find links to it at kotlikoff.net. We have software to help people figure this out for $49. They can. It's called MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com, and it still pays to wait because that increase is so huge. Even if your benefit's going to be cut, it behooves you to wait because even if you take it early, your benefit's going to be cut too. It's just that the gain from waiting won't be as big, but it'll still be enormous. So people should be patient. Most people are taking 90% of people are taking Social Security before age 70. 90% of people should be taking Social Security starting at age 70.
All right, Professor, thank you. We will leave it at that. That is Larry Kotlikoff, Professor of Economics at Boston University, President of Economic Security Planning, and a New York Times best-selling author.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.